This morning I wanted to talk about Timothy's letter written by Paul here in the reading from 2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul names the tears that he remembers from Timothy, and sounds like he is still dealing with whatever sadness Timothy has been carrying or whatever wounds that were deeply inflicted that he still carries. And so Paul reminds him that he's praying for him. And so this is a letter to Timothy to encourage him in his walk with Jesus, and his walk through life. Paul remembers and is now reminding Timothy of all the people along the way that had planted those seeds in his life. Those little mustard seeds that Jesus talks about that seem small, but together with the watering of the Word and the work of the Holy Spirit at work in us and among us grows and grows into a life-giving tree. Paul doesn't mention famous saints that were known throughout the world. He doesn't mention Old Testament prophets that preached a certain text to encourage Timothy. No, he reminds Timothy of his grandmother, Lois, his mother, Eunice, the ordinary people in his life, the people that sowed those seeds of faith into Timothy's life. Paul has his own relationship, it seems, with Lois and Eunice. It seems like they even encouraged the apostle in his walk with Jesus. These two women, these two stalwarts of the faith that were renowned in that Christian community. This is the way faith takes root in our lives. It takes root through ordinary people doing extraordinary things by the power of the Holy Spirit and the truth of the Word of God. So God's Word doesn't always drop out of heaven like it did for Paul. You remember his story. Paul was on the road to Damascus, on his way to arrest Christians. Paul was probably even responsible for the death of Stephen when he was stoned for his faith. Paul was knocked off his high horse, literally, in Acts chapter 9. Jesus appears to him in a blinding light. It takes days for Paul to recover his vision. And then Paul serves the Lord after that. But that's not what Timothy is told to remember. Nothing sensational, nothing that's written in the Scriptures so that we might celebrate it, but something even, I think, more extraordinary. How God used Mother Eunice and Grandma Lois in his life. And so the Word is sown into our lives, these mustard seeds, not with campaigns and missionary tales and ventures all the time, but with simple conversations we have with friends and family. These seeds are sown through friends and family, not always through pulpits and lecterns and lecture halls. God does extraordinary things. He gives us an extraordinary grace through ordinary day-to-day people in our lives. I think I've said this before, but I think I'd like to say it again. I wish you all could have met my mom. When I served in Chicago, she would often come to the church there, and the congregation always welcomed her as almost like a dignitary because she was just such a stalwart in the faith. But she was an ordinary person, a flawed person, She couldn't give directions for the life of her. She didn't know the difference between north, south, east, or west, and I'm not joking. But when I had questions about the faith when I was a small child, I would ask her things that I had learned in Sunday school or things that I heard from our pastor that he said from the pulpit. And she would often listen non-judgmentally to my struggles. She did this throughout my life as a child. And then when I grew up and was in college and I was home from school, I had continued struggles and questions, and my mom again would listen non-judgmentally and would often sympathize with me and empathize with me and say, I've had the same questions. I've had the same struggles. And then when I was feeling ornery and kind of challenging the things that I heard in my church, my mom said, you need to read it for yourself. You need to read Matthew. Read the Gospel of Matthew. And have your own encounter with Jesus. Hear from Jesus himself what he has to say to you and about the faith. So God works through our grandparents, through our parents, maybe an uncle or an aunt, a cousin. Maybe God uses these little preschoolers coming to St. Luke to go and tell their moms and their dads about this Jesus that they've been hearing about. And we know the tales. We know that they bring them to St. Luke Church, leading the children leading them right here in this sanctuary. God uses ordinary people to do these extraordinary things. We confess the faith in the Apostles' Creed. We'll confess it as we baptize Bella this morning. The capital F faith that's entrusted to us. But what Paul is talking about is our personal faith, our personal trust and reliance upon the Lord to sustain us. The same one that Paul reminds Timothy at the end of this chapter, the Holy Spirit that dwells and lives inside of each and every one of us. In the movie A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Tom Hanks plays Fred Rogers, the star of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood from television. And the character Lloyd, who's interviewing Mr. Rogers, has Mr. Rogers kind of turn the tables, and he starts asking him questions about his family and his struggles. And Lloyd opens up and shares about his father who has cancer and is terminal. He shares with Fred Rogers about his difficulties in his marriage and raising a small child. And Mr. Rogers, in a moment, listens non-judgmentally and says, you know, I've often found it helpful to just take a moment and remember all of those people that God has brought along my path that has loved me into being. So why don't we do that, Fred Rogers says, and now I'm telling you, St. Luke, why don't we do that? Why don't we take a minute to think about all of those people that loved you into being? Normally, I don't wear my watch, but I wore it this morning for this. 60 seconds. Paul brought to mind Timothy's grandmother, Lois, his mother, Eunice. Who did God bring to your minds that has sown that seed, that mustard seed, into your life? And how might we water that to grow? Paul, at the end of our passage, says to guard that good treasure, that deposit entrusted to us with the help of the Holy Spirit living in you. What an incredible challenge. The Holy Spirit dwells within all of us, just as Christ dwells richly in our hearts. How might the life of Christ live out his life and the Holy Spirit's life out through your life? How might you be the one to pass it on, to sow that mustard seed in the lives around you? In the name of Jesus, amen.